This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment, not final segment, you idiot. It's final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Listen, it's druggy Jesse, all right? I am on cold medication. My mind isn't working. It's not as razor sharp as it usually is. So here's what we're going to do this hour. We're going to talk about you voted for this. I love that. In fact, we're going to open up talking about that. We're going to get to a bunch of different emails about various things. Daniel Turner is going to join us about half hour from now to chop things up for a while. And we'll get to headlines I didn't get to. But this Mamdani guy in New York, he is, of course, now he's on The View.
He's attacking you as a communist, are you?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. That means I believe in dignity for all people.
Mm. That means more than that.
Yeah, I think...
You're not a communist. I agree with that.
No, I'm not a communist. No. And I think, you know, a lot of New Yorkers have asked me, what does it mean that you're a democratic socialist?
Yeah.
And I tell them to think about the words of Dr. King from decades ago. He said, call it democracy or call it democratic socialism, there has to be a better distribution of wealth for all of God's children in this country. And that's the heart of it.
We spoke about communist tactics earlier. Here's another one they use to perfection. To perfection. The communist, he will demand you define things specifically. When you have a stance, this is something they learned, by the way. When you have a stance on something, anything, taxes, border, doesn't matter. He will demand you define it. No, no, no. You lay it out. No, I want every single detail. This is to get you indecisive. This is to get you off balance. That's why he does it. In turn, he will never, ever, ever define anything for you in any amount of specifics, because then you would be able to pin him down on something, and then it would reach a stopping point. His revolution, his destruction, if he has defined what it means, what it looks like to you, you'd be able to say, hey, you said you'd stop here. So he never actually defines anything. He speaks in the most flowery, ridiculous, vague terms humanly possible, thus allowing him to do whatever he wants in pursuit of those vague terms. Notice how she asks him, what do you believe in? And he says, democratic socialism. And what does that mean? It means dignity for all people. Wait, what? What is dignity for all people?
He's attacking you as a communist, are you?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. That means I believe in dignity for all people.
Mm. That means more than that.
Yeah, I think...
You're not a communist. I agree with that.
No, I'm not a communist. No. And I think, you know, a lot of New Yorkers have asked me, what does it mean that you're a democratic socialist?
Yeah.
And I tell them to think about the words of Dr. King from decades ago. He said, call it democracy or call it democratic socialism, there has to be a better distribution of wealth for all of God's children in this country. And that's the heart of it.
Yeah. And which brings us to the you voted for this section. And did you know that Mamdani won that primary and he won it easily in large part because of New York City's Asian American community? Did you know that? In fact, gigantically powerful. I'm not going to name them because their names won't mean anything to you. But hugely powerful leaders in various Asian communities in New York City voted for Mamdani. They said, hey, they endorsed Mamdani. Hey, this is our guy. This is our guy. Okay, that's interesting. Pause on that for a moment. Do you know who largely occupies the gifted programs in school? Asians. Because various parts of the Asian community prioritize education. It is a huge part. It's a well-known stereotype because it's 100% true. If Harvard hadn't started basically stopping Asians, just being biased against Asians, it would be all of Harvard's campus. It would be Asians. Higher education would be purely Asian because they excel so much. They prioritize higher education. So New York City has gifted programs. I bet you're going to find this shocking, but Asians make up a large portion of their gifted programs. They do better in school, higher achievers, and so they get to go to these gifted programs, and the gifted programs, of course, become gateways into the higher education that Asians like for their children. Guess what Mamdani's going to do? Headline, Mamdani says he would phase out New York City gifted program for early grades. Would you look at that? It's the consequences of my actions. So, just let it be known right now. If you are in New York City listening to me on the great 710 WOR, and you are in a person of Asian descent, and you have children in a gifted program, and you voted for Mamdani because you were told by some brain-dead idiot community leader of yours that that's who you should vote for, if that is the case, and your child, their gifted program gets eliminated, and they instead have to go back to a school with metal detectors and gangbangers, guess how bad I'm going to feel for you? Not at all. In fact, I think it's hilarious. I think you paying for your unending stupidity is hilarious. In fact, it nourishes my soul. And whenever you talk to a Democrat in New York City who voted for Mamdani and they start complaining about crime going up and gifted programs getting eliminated, what are you going to say to them? All the Jesse Kelly Show faithful know exactly what they're going to say. It's just four words. What are you going to say to them? You voted for this. Say it with me. You voted for this. No more coddling. We have to stop coddling these Democrats. We have to stop coddling people who continually vote for their own destruction. And there will be no more excuses about I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know. Don't tell me you didn't know. Every single American is glued to their smartphone 24 hours a day looking at TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else under the sun. I never, ever, 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 ever want to hear I didn't know. It takes 5 minutes of research on your phone to find out all the information you need about your local candidates, let alone national candidates or statewide candidates. Mamdani has endless hours of videotape where he is explaining to everybody in detail, well, vaguely, but explaining his destructive plans to everyone. So if you vote for him, don't move out of New York City and don't complain. Most definitely don't complain to me when everything around you turns to ash. I want you to sprint to the bathroom, find the mirror, and stare in it. And that's where you point your finger. I want you to go to that bathroom, point at that person you see in the mirror and say, you moron, this is your fault. No sympathy. Zero. You voted for it. Let's do some emails. Jesse, like me, I'm sure you've been greatly disappointed to find out the Hollywood actors you liked growing up turned out to be dirty communists. Who's your favorite actor or actress? Are you able to separate their art from their personal politics? For me, Tom Hanks. I love his art, but I'll never pay for his movies. What say you? I don't know that I would have a favorite actor. I definitely don't have a favorite actress. I would say the ones I like a lot, and I know this is so lame. In fact, I'm a half a coward for this, but the ones I like a lot, I try to avoid finding out their politics. Bill Murray is actually a great example. I love comedy movies. I think Bill Murray is just pants sweating funny. I've loved Bill Murray in about everything he's ever played in. And now that I'm bringing it up, I know you're going to research it and email me, and I'll be mad about that. But I'm just being honest with you. I I don't think I've ever heard him say anything political, but I don't look. I don't want to know. I don't want to know because I know the second I look into it, he's going to come out with some commie gobbledygook. And what that'll do is it'll ruin every single Bill Murray for me that I ever watched and any Bill Murray movie that I might watch in the future. I try to avoid it at any cost. But I'll also say this. A lot of the guys who were superstars when I was a kid actually turned out to be on our side. You know, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, these guys are all righties. These guys are all on the right. Lots of the tough guy action movie stars from when I was a kid are guys who are, some are open, some are quiet, but they're very clearly on our side. So at least there's that. At least we have that. All right. I actually do owe you some more emails before we get to Tunnel to Towers. Before we do those, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about caring for widows and orphans. Widows and orphans. This is something we are commanded to do. These families get forgotten. Even today, Gold Star families, because Afghanistan is done, because Iraq is done. We have moved on. When's the last time you even thought about KIAs in Afghanistan or Iraq? It doesn't cross your mind. It's not because you're bad. You've moved on. She didn't get to move on. She's reminded of it all the time. The kids didn't get to move on. Who's standing with them? Who's helping them? It's Tunnel to Towers. When a first responder gets killed, Tunnel to Towers steps in. Steps in to pay off mortgages. Steps in to help these families. Help Tunnel to Towers help these widows and orphans. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And Daniel Turner with Power of the Future joins us next. Let's get to some of these. Hey, Jesse. What's so great about the Siege of Malta? Why not talk about the Battle of Ankara, 1402, between the two great conquerors of their age? You know, I can't do every single historical event all at once. Okay, I could do one at a time. Maybe I'll do the Battle of Ankara, by the way, which is unbelievably cool. Maybe I will do it. You know, we're not running out of time here. Contrary to popular belief on the left, I'm not getting fired, at least as far as I know. I guess it could happen tonight. I'm not getting fired. I'm going to be back. We're going to keep chatting about things. Patience. All right. I'm only one man. Jesse. I'm so burdened by my first class needs. Okay. I didn't say it was burdened. I said it was expensive. That I'm 6'8 and I can't fly normal. I would be totally happy flying normal. I flew normal my entire life. I don't fit anyway. Thanks for flying first class so we don't have to. Really taking one for the team. You guys are rude. That's rude. Jesse, North Korea? How is this still a question? Okay, so people are already upset. I did not make the choice. Look, living in a representative republic, it can be difficult from time to time because sometimes your side doesn't win out. But that's not even how we're handling the voting of the tournament. The tournament is just straight up majority. It's a straight up democracy. It's what Democrats have pretended we've had in the media forever. It's your vote. I am not the one who chose Haiti to defeat North Korea. If it had been left purely up to me, I'm not saying I would have chosen North Korea. But I might have. I might have. It really is. You know, part of the reason North Korea, I believe, lost, it's because we care about things that are closer to home, understandably. When it comes to Haiti, in recent years, We have had to endure Haitians pouring into our country, destroying things, invading towns. We have had to take the brunt of Haitian immigration. And so Haiti is probably more hated in the United States of America than Korea. North Korea, it's an unbelievably secretive place. It's fully run by a communist dictatorship. They don't allow information out. They don't allow information in. And so, well, you know North Korea and you know it's bad. And I know North Korea and North Korea is bad. But we never woke up one day to have 14,000 North Koreans on our border and then the Biden administration letting them all inside the country. That never happened. So it's less personal to us. I was shocked that Haiti won that handily. And look, it's bad, but might not have been the way I went. Jesse, a recent letter to the editor of the Minnesota Star Tribune cited that the ADL did a study of political violence and found the right did far more. I know it's not accurate, but the ADL isn't a leftist group. Why is that incorrect? Yes, it is. My buddy Sean Davis, he's a founder with the Federalist. He had a great saying today, and it's something we've talked about before, but I want to quote him directly because the way he put it is perfect when it comes to these institutions. He said, and I quote, "Every left-wing organization is fundamentally dishonest about its nature and its goals." Now, what is he saying there? If you have a right-wing organization, anything is viewed as being on the right, like Gun Owners of America, something like that. That is an organization that is nakedly honest about their cause and their bias. Nakedly honest. This is who we are, period. More guns, more gun freedom, Second Amendment. This is what we want. Right-wing organizations are honest about that. They are nakedly honest. But because all communists believe in lying, all communism is cloaked in deception. Communist organizations label themselves differently and conduct themselves differently, pretending they're not biased, nonprofits, NGOs, even an organization like Wikipedia. It's this online encyclopedia. It is widely used, unbelievably widely used. Look, I have used it. When you want information, basic facts about something, it's usually the first thing that pops up. It's an online encyclopedia. Certainly not a left-wing organization, right? Wrong. It is run by committed communists. They will smash everything right-wing they can get away with and promote everything left-wing they can get away with. But they don't present themselves as, hey, we're the communist encyclopedia. No, they cloak themselves in deception. The ADL does this exact same thing. It's a communist organization through and through. They just don't want to advertise that. A right-wing group will advertise its bias. A communist group never will. Never will. Pure Talks, they advertise their bias. Pure Talk doesn't apologize for it. Pure Talk, in an era where corporations are getting involved in communist causes over and over and over again, Pure Talk stands up loudly and proudly, says, nope, not here. We are run by veterans. We are run by patriots. We care about patriots. When we give back, we'll give back to veterans. We are so pro-American, we hire Americans. They don't hide from it. They're not ashamed of it. They stand up and loudly proclaim our values from the rooftops. And that's my cell phone company. What's yours? What does yours do? What does yours believe? Do they pretend like they're just giving you great service and then they take your money and stroke a check to Planned Parenthood with it? I suggest you look into that. I pay my company less and they never make me ashamed. They make me proud. Switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. That saves you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Daniel Turner joins us next.
and fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday as we cruise into the Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But joining me now, our good friend, Power the Future's very own Daniel Turner. Daniel, you have educated us endlessly on our consumption of power and how it is increasing exponentially and how we need to do so much more than we've been doing. Is there any good news on that front?
You know, the president had an executive action to inject some support into the coal industry, which I think is very important. A lot of people are apoplectic because they think coal is antiquated and old and we don't need coal. The Biden administration shut down 100 coal plants over the last 4 years, and there was never a referendum, right? No one had an election on it. There was just they passed a new regulations at the EPA and the coal plants couldn't comply. And so the response was shut them down. And what happened to our electric bills nationwide, right? Is anyone paying less than they did when Joe Biden took office? And coal is a third of our electricity production. It used to be more. Natural gas has replaced a lot of that. But it's still a third of our country runs on coal, not to mention steel production, cement production, plastics production, rubber production, all is made from coal. Manufacturing all runs on coal. Car plants, timber mills all run on coal. So this idea that we can somehow move on beyond coal is quite frankly juvenile. And, you know, I have argued with folks on social media, as sometimes I have to do. People are like, well, I thought you hated subsidies. And to have a little bit of fun, I said, well, this isn't a subsidy. This is reparations. Y'all love reparations, right? This is reparations of 12 years of Obama and Biden changing regulations to purposely punish an industry that they don't like and plunging tens of thousands of our fellow Americans into poverty as they shuttered coal plants nationwide, driving up the nation's electric bill 40%. Because John Kerry is worried about the ice caps or whatever BS we have to listen to. So it's not a subsidy, Jesse. This is much due reparations of crimes committed by Democrats, presidents against our tens of thousands of coal miners. And I think it's well deserved.
Daniel, how do we, and I'm worried the answer is nothing, but how do we, what can we do now to ensure that the next time we elect a communist, and there will be a next time,
yep.
Nothing lasts forever. How do we ensure these people don't come in and wreck as much as they possibly can like they have before? Because we cannot possibly rebuild coal plants and refineries and pipelines as fast as these people can shut them down. It's not humanly possible. Is there anything we can do that we're not doing?
Yeah. It's a brilliant question, and it's where I'm spending a lot of my time, which is in Washington, D.C., in the legislature, because what we need are legislative fixes that tie the hands of the next president. It's what the founders envisioned when they wanted a strong legislative branch and not an all-powerful executive branch. They never envisioned departments of energy and departments of interior and departments of this and that. So what can we do is we can demand our legislators change the game so that the next president will come in and doesn't have that power anymore. And you are 100% right. We're relishing this moment as if it's going to last forever. But the bad guys will be back. And not only will they be back, they'll be super, super angry. And they'll be looking for vengeance. They think Trump is vengeful. They should pray to God I never have the power that Trump had. You think Dr. Fauci wouldn't have been in shackles by now? I mean, Steve Bannon was in jail for 4 months. Peter Navarro, they dragged him out of Reagan Airport in shackles because he defied a presidential subpoena. They should pray to God I never have presidential power. President Trump has been temperate. If anything, he's been moderate in his revenge. But the Democrats will not be that way. Look at what they did to the president. Look at what they did to his administration. Look at what they did to anyone who walked through the Capitol Rotunda standing between the red velvet rope lines as they took photos, right? Solitary confinement for a year. So when they get power, and you're right, they will, they are coming after all of us way more ruthlessly than they have in the past. The only way to fix it is to have legislators make permanent fixes. But our legislators, as you know, for the most part, are awful. They're just genuinely awful. They're spending their time making stock picks, and they are trying to get on the next congressional delegation to a foreign country so that they can travel with their spouse for free. And so I don't have a lot of hope that we're going to get any of these fixes. I knock on congressmen's door all the time, and they're like, oh, these are great issues, but we just got to get through this next continuing resolution. Shutdown, again, continuing resolution. How many years have we been playing this nonsense game? Like, oh, next time, Jesse, next time we're going to fix the budget so we don't have to sure. And we punt into the future and we punt into the future. So try to do what we can now, but pray to God that some people are smart enough to make permanent, lasting change so the next president is weak.
Brandon, again, speaking with Daniel Turner, I'm the highest you can be on cold medication right now, Daniel. So you're talking to a druggie right now. I've become a big drug guy. I'm a huge
That's
drug.
Fine.
I'm basically Keith Richards. Speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Lee Zeldin, who I have a lot of respect for, Lee Zeldin's the head of the EPA, and he's doing good, right?
Very good. Yeah, and he is clawing back a lot of the bad Biden did. But let's use a very simple analogy. You know, your car, your ex-girlfriend drove your car 15 feet into the ditch. It is going to take a lot of work to get that thing out of the ditch. We're not even talking about driving it yet. We're talking about clearing the brushes and the trees. We're talking about getting in the necessary tow trucks and winches. And we're talking about trying to get the damn thing out of the ditch. And that's what he's doing. But we are not driving forward yet. We are undoing damage done by the Biden administration. And I've told people, if Trump ends these 4 years and he just has the car back on the ground, I consider that a win, right? And it is for the next guy to start moving forward. That is how much of a hole we are in. Look at the $37 trillion in debt, right? Look at the 30 million illegals we have. Trump is... I got to give the guy a lot of credit. He is tackling problems, cultural problems. What Republican in our lifetime, Jesse, has ever said, we need to look at the crap in the Smithsonian? It's all bondage expositions and LGBTQ and slavery. He's like, why can't we have a museum that looks beautiful, that celebrates America? No Republican would touch. You think Jeb Bush would have touched the Smithsonian's? So Trump is fighting on every single battle, not just energy, not just national security and immigration, but every battle. If we can finish 4 years and with people like Lee Zeldin out of the ditch, we've made great progress. But we are far, 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 far from advancing. And I think this goes back to our ancient Romans who said, give them bread and circuses and you'll never have revolution, right? They give us TikTok, which should have been banned on day one, and they give us rebate checks, you know, and all this crap to keep us entertained, and they think we won't notice as they continue to drive us in or leave us in the ditch. So I don't mean to sound pessimistic. I think I'm just very, very acutely aware, as are you and your audience, of how bad the situation is. It is just a miracle we have not completely fallen into the abyss, right? Last November was a gift from God, because if we had Kamala right now, I can't imagine where in the hell we would be. I mean, look at our British friends. People getting arrested for memes on social media. You know, that's what happens when you give up your guns. But that's where our British friends are. That would have been us effortlessly. We'd all have been in jail. And may, if I was lucky, Jesse, I would have shared a cell with you. At least I would have laughed a little while I was being tortured.
Well, that's all we have when they're pulling our fingernails out. He is Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you. Now, maybe you're sitting there thinking, I'd love a gun. I live in a blue hellhole with the George Soros DA. It's run by Democrats, so they put the animals on the streets on purpose, and I don't have anything. My daughter, I sent her off to college. She doesn't have anything. Have you looked into Byrna? If you're an employer, have you looked into Byrna for your employees? Because that guy you fired last month, do you know what's going through his mind right now? Neither do I. BYRNA. It's easy to conceal carry. It fits in your purse. Their compact launcher fits in your freaking pocket. You don't need a permit or a background check. It's legal in all 50 states. They have the reviews they have for a reason. It's carried by SWAT teams for a reason. You can have it without any trouble. They'll send one right to your front door. Byrna.com. Get one for yourself and the person you love the most. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, but we shall return tomorrow, cold or no cold, voice or no voice. If I have to get in here on a Friday from my deathbed, we are doing Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. I love it too much. Get your questions emailed in now. And look, there's a chance my voice is going to sound weak and dainty and feminine tomorrow, like Chris. There's a chance I'm going to come in and I'm gonna sound like this. And you'll tune into the radio and you'll look at it and you'll say,
why are you gay?
But the truth is, I'm playing hurt, right? Like heroes do, I'm playing hurt. So get your question in now. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. I am enjoying the shutdown.
Can you give us an estimate on the amount of federal workers that the Trump administration wants to fire during the government shutdown? Are we talking hundreds? Are we talking thousands?
Look, it's likely going to be in the thousands.
Oh my gosh, yes. Now, look, let's be honest. That's a good start. I would like to see hundreds of thousands. Okay, I would like to see millions. All right, I would like to see most of them, but thousands? That sounds good. And the real problem for the communists is who's in charge of this. You know who had a meeting with the big man, with President Trump today? Russ Vogt. He's the one who's in charge of the Office of Management and Budget. It's one of these nerdy offices that only wonky people know about. What matters right now for our purposes is he's the one really calling the shots. Obviously, he needs Trump's permission, but he's the one who now gets to go through the budget and say, gone, 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 gone. Caroline talked about
Russ
it.
Russ Vogt is working diligently on, is examining how we can fix this mess to ensure that critical funding continues, that we can get people paid. But the Democrats are making that very difficult. And that's why the president put out a statement this morning saying that we're going to start looking across the board at layoffs and at agencies that we feel do not best serve the American taxpayer, that may need to be halted or permanently cut.
That's like all of them. So that's wonderful. Let's start at the FBI. Setting that aside, remember J.D. Vance talked to us about illegals. Illegals aren't getting health care. That's what Democrats are trying to tell you right now. Richie Torres is one of 8 million Democrats who came out and tried to sell this lie.
Democrats are fighting for the health care of the American people. I mean, Democrats are largely in Washington, D.C., intent on reopening the government and protecting the health care of the American people.
But they're not. They're intending on giving health care to illegals, their main constituency. Here's how it works.
Program number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed, and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens. The second of which is the Biden administration gave mass parole to millions upon millions of illegal aliens, and then they simultaneously made those parolees eligible for health care benefits funded by taxpayers. President Trump and congressional Republicans turned off that money to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats want to turn it back on.
Remember that the communists in the Biden administration didn't just open the border, didn't just bring them here as fast as possible. They did everything they could to change the legal classification of the people they brought here in order to unload as much of your taxpayer money on them as humanly possible. So if an illegal crosses the border, that's an illegal who's ineligible for certain things. But if I'm an evil communist in the government trying to replace patriotic Americans, I can look at that illegal and I can say, no, you're not illegal. Instead, you're a refugee. You're an asylum seeker. So illegals may not get health care, but asylum seekers do get health care. See the games they play? This is what you vote for when you vote Democrat. When you vote for Democrats, this is what you vote for.
You know,
for
the detention centers are oftentimes private. It makes money for people. That's why you have the long holds. That's why we have bills like the Riley Act, right? You can hold somebody indefinitely. So that's, you know, the owners of these detention centers that are going to make money out of that.
The Riley Act. That would be the Laken Riley Act, named after the young lady who was brutally murdered by a savage Democrats brought into this country on purpose. You know, that'd be the act she can't seem to remember the name of.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
NYU cancels October 7th Federalist Society event over security concerns. I love how they do this. It's over security concerns, but they never seem to outline what concerns are they. The concerns are the animals who attend NYU are going to assault and or murder somebody like they seem to do. Funny, those security concerns never seem to apply when it's a group of right-wingers. FBI sent 55 agents to the Capitol on January 6th, and none of them were for crowd control, according to former Chief Stephen Sund. We know why they were there. They were there to start the Reichstag fire that would justify them kicking in your door, following you on airlines, and censoring you on social media. Nearly 9 in 10 French back jailing migrants, that's what they called them, with deportation orders. Yes, that's exactly why they're arresting the right-wing opposition leaders in France. That's why they're doing everything they can to ensure these patriots are never represented in the government, because then their loyal constituents, hostile foreigners, would be in deep trouble. Alligator loose on Belle Isle is caught by two guys with the net. They act as if this is somehow surprising. Americans will go catch alligators with anything. Ropes, nets, that's just who we are. British police will no longer investigate bike thefts at train stations. Oh, gee, I wonder who could be committing the majority of those bike thefts. I wonder if that has something to do with it now. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I need your best. I'm going to be playing hurt, so I need the best questions. They don't even have to be political. It can be anything. Historical, personal, as you've heard, every Friday we take 3 hours and answer your questions. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I will see you then. That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.